Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Well, hello there.
I come aina, I ika ono, I ika shua.
I've got this mental image of all of you sitting around naked on the radio.
Why are you here?
It's October 5th.
Okay, so what day is it?
It's National Get Funky Day.
Agreed. Something's funky.
Are you ready to get down, get funky with us?
Let's put the fun in funky.
Over here, funky!
Funky see, funky do.
Not funky enough.
Funky! I'm about to get down and funky.
That sounds funky.
Funky.
Let the freak show begin.
Yeah, we're kicking it off. The big freak show.
Yeah.
For Monday. It's so Monday. We're all just sitting around talking how it's so Monday.
It is.
Show number 1976.
Woo!
Very patriotic, and of course, it is Monday morning, 6:10 with the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty. Beautiful weekend weather-wise. However, the Raiders lost yesterday.
Yeah.
The Aces lost game one.
Man.
Did they lost?
They've lost two now.
Two?
Yeah, they've lost two.
So what do they play, three out of five?
I think it's three out of five. They have kind of weird, I think it is. I mean,
Morty, look that up.
I think it's three out of five in the W.
Okay.
In the WNBA.
Oh, boy.
I know. That they're playing a tough team. They really are. They're playing a very tough team.
Gosh. So, and they're what's happening on the Strip and all the way at South Point.
Yes.
Yeah, best of five.
Best of five.
Yeah. Okay, three out of five. So they got one more game. They can come back, win three in a row, and boom.
They can.
World champs.
Sure.
As we were talking about, John Schaefer will be in here a little bit later on next half hour. What's happening at the south end of the Strip? I really have no idea what's happening to this town.
You know what? If you're listening elsewhere and you're going to come into town and be a douche, don't come to town. Don't come to our city. That's horrible what's going on.
And so John will have details on that a little bit later on this hour. Otherwise, hopefully you had a nice weekend. Looking forward to a nice week weather-wise. Sunshine, high in the mid to upper 90s.
I know, still good.
All week long, they say 66. Now, here we go. First take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Forbes has put out their list of the world's highest paid actresses. Mm-hmm. Now, the box office, of course, has been kind of non-existent for most of the year. So the top 10 features more streaming and TV actresses than usual. Your favorite, Mike, Sofia Vergara, number one.
Oh, God.
She made $43 million over the past year. Now, that includes, of course, Modern Family money. America's Got Talent. She also has licensing deals. She has a fashion line, a furniture line. I mean, she's got her hands in everything. Smart woman, very smart woman. Angelina Jolie is second. $35.5 million. Number three, Gal Gadot. Number four, Melissa McCarthy. Number five, Meryl Streep. So there you go.
That's quite a list. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That Vergara beats out some of those other names
because they don't have furniture lines and fashion and all of that.
Yeah, Meryl Streep doesn't have that. Line.
No. Meryl Streep has not ever done like anything else. You know, she didn't put out T-shirts. She didn't make scarves.
Sheets.
She's not on TikTok. You know, she didn't do that. No, no sheets. No, uh-uh. I know, exactly. No mugs. Meryl Streep mugs. No mugs.
That's too bad.
The dingo ate you, baby. No, she never did that, though I would have bought that one. Netflix, listen to this, kids, has ordered a fourth season of Cobra Kai.
Yes. No, wow.
Yes, they have. A fourth season. We're already ahead.
Where does it go?
I was just going to say.
It doesn't matter where it goes. The fact that it's going is all it needs.
It'll just be about him selling cars.
And the grandkids all of a sudden open a dojo.
Yeah, exactly. Papa Cobra Kai and Nana Cobra Kai. Oh, man. Wow.
Well, Morty is set for another year then.
I know, at least.
Yeah, I have to wait like 2 years for it.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah, exactly. Now, listen to this. If you are a Silence of the Lambs fan, the home of serial killer Buffalo Bill is up for sale. It is in Perryopolis, Pennsylvania, about an hour south of Pittsburgh. It is on the market for $298,500, pretty cheap. Built in 1910, previously sold in 2016 to another Silence of the Lambs fan for about $200,000. Owners before that lived there for about 40 years. This house is really cool.
Does it have the hole in the basement?
It's got a basement.
But no hole?
No.
Okay.
But they can add it.
Oh, it's beautiful, though. You got to look at the pictures, and I will post this because it is beautiful. I don't know if I could. I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know if there are people out there who live in those houses or right. near those houses. I don't know if I can do it.
Or it's an Airbnb.
Boy, yes, but I looked at this home. It is nice, all man. Right. So if you're interested, Perryopolis, Pennsylvania, I will post all of the info on our website. That is my take for now. Sponsored by Silver State Schools Credit Union. Prioritizing people over profit.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Cheap bastards.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Anytime you want to reach out, 702-739-9636. Text or call. We're always here. 6:40 Monday morning. Carla, I hear I got this piece of sound I want to play for you. And I'm imagining this is what it's like at Kim and Dana Wagner's house.
Yeah.
This is a married couple. They're news anchors. And they're from Philadelphia, and they're staying in character, like being on the news.
Yeah, like as if that's the way they always talk uh-huh. at their house, everywhere.
Trying to figure out what Brilliant. They're going to do for the weekend.
We're live here in the kitchen. Your time now is 5:52, and we're trying to figure out what we'd like for dinner. So the options are right now lasagna, chicken fettuccine alfredo, or a ribeye. If you can help us out here, we'd love to hear from you. Send us an email at 7abc.com. And let us know what the choice is for tonight. Robert.
All right, Jeanette, thanks. In the meantime, I am checking that poll, and a lot of people seem to be in favor of that steak. When I say a lot of people, of course, I mean me. So when that steak is done, let me know. I like it medium rare, as you know. And when it's done, I will meet you at the dining room table.
Not for real, though. What you trying to eat?
I can do McDonald's. You know, that'd be quarter pound of slap.
There you go.
Thanks, Joanne. Back to you.
Like I said, I just imagine that's what it's like at Dana and Kim Wagner's house.
Right? Any anchors. I mean, you do. It's mm-hmm. like, do they always talk that way? They always talk that
and
way.
And their kids probably going, really?
Yeah, I know.
I got to hear it here, too.
Come on, you guys.
Because she's a teenager right now, right? She's Kim and Dana's kid.
Kate? Yeah, she is.
Oh, like 16 or 17
yeah,
or something
Kim.
Like that.
Huh. She's a little Kim right now. I know. Hold that glass upright, Kate. Hold that glass upright. You don't want to spill.
I mean, I know how much fun it must be just to be around Kim. 24/7, but two of them.
Oh, my God. They're both a blast, but mm-hmm. yeah. Oh, man, that's so funny. But, yes, I know. Yeah. I know. I.
And for those people wondering, we are the same way, of course, when we're at home.
Yes, that's right, when we're off the air.
Hey, Joni, it's about 5:20 right now. You thinking about dinner? Okay, we'll do that after REM.
Why are you being so stupid? What are you...
All right. Well, you know what? Wow. We should try and reach out to Dana or Kim and see if that's the way they are.
We should get
some. They ever joke around like that. So that is pretty funny.
What's going on?
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
If you don't instantly fall in love with it, you can return it for a full refund.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, it doesn't matter where you listen, at home, at work, driving around in the car this morning. Enjoy the best variety of hits of the 80s and more. 96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. 7:07. Big news over the weekend, and Morty got sucked in. He bought the new jersey, Carla.
I know he did.
The new Vegas Knight, Golden Knights jersey.
I'm not surprised, though. I'm not surprised, because you're, like, one of the biggest fans I know.
When they release it, I'm like, I'm not buying that. That thing's ugly.
I
went home, and I kept staring at it on the couch, and next thing you know, it's, like, confirmed order. I'm like, oh.
It kept popping up on every feed, you know, mm-hmm. On social media, and I just thought of you every single time I saw it. I knew you'd buy it.
Now, the big question is, did you buy the Fanatic or the...
I only buy the Adidas ones.
The Adidas, because there's a difference...
Mr. Snooty Pants. Yeah, Snooty McSnooty Pants.
The fitting is completely different.
Right.
Yeah. And the coloring is different, they say.
Yeah. It's more gold.
And then the other one is more mustard.
Mustardy gold.
Now, which is the one that, because they had a big problem with this, Carla, with the new jersey, that they added some glitter.
Well, duh. Ask any stripper. You don't do that. Oh, my gosh.
So they had to make sure that it would stay on the jersey. So when they're wearing it while they play, and, and you know, you check somebody else on the opposing team, and he goes home with glitter all over his face.
I don't like glitter. There's no good comes from glitter. Unless you're like...
We've banned...
Yeah.
Greeting cards with glitter.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Oh, I didn't know this rule. No, I'm glad I know that.
Oh, we can't. No, no.
At our house? We banned them.
And not in here either. Not in this room either. Unless you're like 10 or under. You know what? 10 or under, you have fun with glitter. But after that, it's over. It is over. You're too old for glitter.
So here's the question this morning.
When are you too old for glitter?
No.
Okay. All right. Because I know, like, Cinnamon's going to call in and go,
Yeah. Thumbs up, thumbs down on the new jersey. On the new Vegas Golden Knights jersey.
Oh, okay.
I'm still, like, thumb sidewards. Like, I don't...
Kind of iffy. Kind of iffy.
Yeah, when it arrives
up,
in the...
One down, just cancel.
When it arrives, I'll let you know.
And you have to model it. You have to wear it.
Yeah, you have to bring it in when you get it. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
702-739-9636. Text or call.
Yeah, I was just going to say, because you wear black.
Yeah.
This will be a new... color wheel for you.
You've got them. Yeah. You got them. The what do I? The practice jersey. So that's great. You can get away with that.
Yeah.
I've never seen you in an away jersey.
Yeah, I never bought one. I never liked the white.
Wow.
So this will be new for you.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Like I'm, and you being a hockey fan, you know how things get spilled.
Right.
Not by you, by other people.
Oh, right.
And I have one jersey that I wear specifically for arena games when I go.
Yeah.
And I've had nachos spilled on it. I've had beer. I've had sodas. I've had a pretzel dropped on me. So,
and the stains are still there.
And you can't see them as much if I had the white ones. So.
All right.
Listen, as a woman, those white ones got to go. They get too, that, you know, like when you were wearing the white for Little League grass stains. You get the ice stains. I don't like it.
How do you feel about the new jersey, though? It's gold. Depending on who you talk to.
Right.
It's either yellow, gold, or mustard.
Let's do it.
All right, 702-739-9636. Or did you already buy one? We want to hear from you on this. Text or call. Sunshine today, going to be nice all week long. High in the mid to upper 90s. 66 now. Just a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news. Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
96.3 KKLZ.
By the way, it's National Be Nice Day.
Yes.
So everybody.
Be nice.
Yeah. Yes. Be nice. Anyhow.
Okay.
Hey, a survey asked Americans, how much would you pay to have one single day with no stress? Zero stress. The top answer, $500. People would pay that to have a totally stress-free day.
Really?
So, yep, they sure would. Yes, every day is stressful these days. It just is. To not think about one bad thing out there, to have that gone, that is worth $500 seems like not that much to pay for that at this point. It really does. Morty, what'd you shell out for the jersey?
Oh, it was like $240-something.
Exactly. And what is the most common cause of stress? Money.
Right.
So people would drop $500 to not feel stressed. So.
Pay a hundy less to party out at the Allegiant Stadium.
Yeah, there you go.
$400
to
tailgate.
I'm sure that wasn't stressful at all.
Not at all.
Getting in there and parking and sitting in your car.
Listening to them lose.
I know, exactly. Oh, my gosh. Hey, another study found the most popular Halloween candy in every state. This is hilarious. They analyzed Google searches, so it's pretty accurate what people look up. Top candy in 25 states is something chocolate. Top candy in the other 25, something that's not chocolate. So what a shocker. The U.S. is divided. What? No. Yeah, right down the middle.
Scientific results.
Yes.
That's great.
And when you stay at a hotel for more than two nights, this is interesting. Do you unpack a suitcase? I think we've talked about this off the air, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Do you put the stuff in drawers? Recent survey asked almost 4,000 Americans, most of them, 51%, nope, they don't. They just live out of their suitcase the whole time. And it's interesting how it broke down, because people 18 to 24, like, never unpack, really.
Right.
41% of people over 55. But listen to the rest of the survey. 33% said, I'll unpack or hang stuff. 11% said, yeah, I never travel. 5% said, I don't know, I'm confused. What?
What's the question?
Or no?
Joni and I rearranged the furniture. We
I do that, but I don't really. I do that occasionally too. Yeah. I'll move the chair and all
stuff
that
like
stuff.
That, yeah.
But interesting what people do and do not do when on vacation. When we take another one.
Yeah.
Oh man, it is Monday. A few things you should know. Sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
A couple of minutes ago, talking about the new Vegas Golden Knights jersey that was revealed over the weekend. It's, depending on who you talk to or what brand you buy, it's gold or mustard.
Yeah.
With all the other colors, the red and the black and the gray.
Yeah. Yeah, I've gotten a couple of people. Kathy said, I like it, but I think it's pricey for a jersey that I'm probably not going to wear. If it's something they'll, you know, continue on with, maybe I'll get it. Now, somebody else, this was pretty funny. Brian wrote, I collect jerseys like Morty does. I'm now 48 years old and wondering why. He said, I don't wear most of them. Like Morty, I have one that I wear generally, you know, to the game.
Like a game jersey.
Things like that. But he said, I'm wondering now, my grandkids, my kids, they're not going to care. So,
you know who collects a lot of it? Has probably every team. Both away, home and away, Larry Martino.
Okay, all right.
Larry Martino has probably the most extensive collection of hockey jerseys I've ever seen.
And again, and I, you know, I love Larry. Why?
I don't know. I don't. I see him wear them every once in a while, but it's not a, you know, when you think hockey jersey, you don't think right off the bat. Larry Martino.
Right. I mean, you can wear a T-shirt anytime, you know, all of that stuff. But you can't, like, hockey jerseys are only, you know.
Yeah.
It's not like you can wear them so much out and about in the summertime.
Well, I mean, people
like
are,
that.
Which kind of blows my mind.
Well, it's,
I've gone to the grocery store, and I'm like, oh, cool, you're wearing a Golden Knights jersey, but it's like 110 out.
Well, hello, fashion sense. Hello, people.
But getting back to the one text that you read.
Yeah.
Who referred to the fact that, you know, depending on how long they use these, Morty, you seem to think this will be their new home jersey.
Foley has kind of come out and said that this is what they plan to replace the home jerseys with.
Which would be the gray jersey.
Yeah.
Again, as a woman, anybody out there, add a little more red to things. How about that? God, the
accessorize.
Glitter.
Be able to accessorize.
Yes, the glitter mustardy baby vomit color is just not, I don't know. I just don't like that at all.
Right.
Bill Foley, hey, a little red. Add a little red to the mix. A little more red.
Or get women involved in the designing and the color schemes and everything else.
You know what? Let's go with glitter on mustard color. That looks, that looks good, Mom. Sure.
Now let's do a beer.
Oh, shots.
Well, we'll see how it goes. But right now, everybody's buying them up.
Yeah, I feel like everyone's going to love them.
Yeah.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
That sounds wonderful.
On 96.3. KKLZ.
Last week we were talking about how parents are getting stressed out, trying to help their kids with their homework, and especially when it comes to math. That seems to be the one subject that parents can't handle.
Right.
But I love the audio. I have a sound, some sound, this little kid's off-the-cuff remark about a math question. On how counting money, how to count money. Listen to this.
Zayden has $1 bill, one quarter, and two pennies. How much money does he have? Zayden broke.
Oh, man.
You add that up.
I love it.
And he's broke.
That's funny.
Doesn't matter what the numbers say, he's broke. Love that laugh.
His facial reactions.
I know. He's really cute. He really is.
I got to be honest. When I worked at, when I first started working like at a store, I had problems because you actually had to punch in everything.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, cha-ching, the drawer would open.
Yeah.
You would it wouldn't tell you how much change you gave.
No, it didn't.
And then somebody would throw you off. It doesn't anymore, of course, as an adult, but as a kid.
Yeah.
You know, when they give you that extra penny or dime or nickel or whatever.
And then they have to call the manager because our machine broke down. Yeah. I can tell you. I'm not going to, you know, bilk you out of an extra dime. I promise.
I swear to God. For the longest time, we had to figure out the tax as well.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like,
okay.
Oh, Can I just be like the guy on the floor showing the just jeans and stuff like that?
I'm glad I missed the early part of the century.
I don't want to be around the money or have to register anybody because then the line starts growing.
I know.
And people start.
I'm just waiting on my manager to come and figure this out for me. I'm sorry.
I just can't figure it out.
Grab a pencil. Grab a pencil and we'll figure it out. What?
Together. Okay. We'll do it together.
A pencil, what?
You know, that talk about stress.
Yeah, I know.
And the anxiety.
Oh, my gosh.
Especially when people are lining up and stuff.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Oh. Put the clothes sign up.
You know what? Just take the clothes. Here's your money. Here's your jeans and stuff. Like, just go. Anybody have exact change?
Oh, my. Yes, I'll take you and we'll move on.
Who's using credit card? You? You're paying for everybody in this line.
Pay it forward.
By the way, there is no more state tax in this store.
Yeah, that's right. And there are no more jeans. Just jeans.
And then Mike no longer worked there.
How many other people had that first job where it just stressed you out in certain instances where you had to figure out the money or count the drawer at the end of the day?
When they would train you and they'd teach you all this and that and the other, and then it got to the cash register. It was like, oh, no. Okay.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you had to know math. I mean,
here's how much you started with.
Right, mm-hmm.
At the end of the day. You had to match with all the receipts and everything else.
Yeah, you had to balance your drawer. I'm like 2 cents under.
If there's two bills that stick together, why am I a dollar off?
And then those dumb people would say, well, it's better that you're over. No, it's not. No, you have to balance. Yeah.
Anybody else? Did you have those jobs? Oh, my God, it was awful. Awful.
Yeah, yes.
Our phone number always 702-739-9636. Text or call.
Good morning.
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLZ.
We are in the final minutes of round 3, Game of Cones. Looking for the best place to get an ice cream cone in Las Vegas. Round 3, voting ends at 10 o'clock this morning, Carla.
Okay.
Then it's down to the finals.
Okay. All right.
If you've not done it yet, you can vote. You can find out the details and vote for your favorite place. Check out our website, 96.3 KKLZ, or if you like, tap the free KKLZ app on your smartphone right there. All the information. 8:12, Mike and Carla Morning Show. A little bit later on, next half hour, your chance to win tickets to go see Stevie Nicks, 24 Karat Gold, the concert. Plus, we'll throw in a $50 gift card to enjoy Market and Grill Cafe, Summerlin. Do that a little bit later on this hour. Sunshine going to be nice today, tonight, tomorrow, and all through the week. Plenty of sunshine today. Yes. High in the upper 90s today and all week long.
I love it, man.
This might be the final few days of spring.
Well, you know, I was looking last year, and I remember I went out to the winery like mid-November last year, and it was still 80 degrees. Mm-hmm. So, you know, fine. Keep it going, man.
Nicest part of the year for Las Vegas.
It is.
70 now. Here we go. Another take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready? Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, this, I believe every word of this. DJ David Guetta, he says Madonna wanted him to produce an album for her. And they met and everything, and she asked him something about his sign, and he said he's a Scorpio. She said, sorry, can't work together. It was a pleasure to know you. Bye-bye.
Wow.
So she's, a Madge, you know. Come on. She's a Leo. So apparently Leos and Scorpios, you can't.
Have you ever been like that when you say, you know, I'm this and what sign are you?
No, I have a lot of friends who do that. It's like, oh, well, that's Scorpio. So that's
just not going to work.
It's like, oh, all right. Okay. Thanks. Can I get another drink over here?
I
haven't. I think it's interesting. I think it's all very interesting. But
the astrological stuff.
Yes. And I think a lot of it's very true and all of that. But it doesn't. Whatever.
Okay.
You know, it's like you like sushi. I don't. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's all right. Boy, I could have gone my whole life without knowing this, but Sharon Osbourne says she and Ozzy still have sex a few times a week. I never want to eat again. Mm. No, I know.
You're done?
I know. They used to, by the way, 3 times a day, she says.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Thank you, Sharon. Thank you.
That was, by the way, that was the three times.
Yes, that's
that
right.
That was the three times. One, two, and three.
Thank you. Okay. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She now says, back to Ozzie, work.
I can't. I just. Anyhow, host Chris Harrison says this will be the most explosive season of The Bachelorette ever.
Ever.
Ever. So if you're a fan of this show, do you watch these shows, Morty?
No.
No. Oh, you laughed at that.
No.
You guys are all Cobra Kai-ing. I know.
That's different. That's fighting stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I don't know how they, you know, rate The Bachelor and Bachelorette. So
I think John does.
I will. Well, John, I'll go ahead and give it like 4.5 STDs. How about that? Yay. Oh, wow. That is my take for now. Sponsored by Silver State Schools Credit Union. Prioritizing people over profit.
I love the fact in this stunt or hijinks, they don't even hide the fact that alcohol was used. Video has gone viral of a British college girl getting stuck in a dryer during, as they put it, quote, some drunken hijinks.
Huh.
She got stuck so badly. Stuck so badly. I guess there's different degrees of being stuck.
Well, yes, there are.
You're stuck. You're kind of stuck.
You can kind of get out, or you can't.
Or you're stuck badly.
Yes.
She had to have firefighters help her get out, and this is what that sounds like.
Oh, no.
You guys see him? See him? Stop!
Oh, my God.
So all I heard was,
sorry, it sounds just like American girls getting stuck in a dryer after too much to drink.
And then yay at the end.
It wouldn't have sounded as pretty, that's all.
You had a wild career at UNR. Did you ever get stuck or pull the drunken hijinks?
No, I have never, ever had someone say, let's get in the dryer, ever. Even me, I'm short, I'm small.
You would have been perfect to put in a dryer.
No, I can't get this gut in a dryer. Gee, there is no way. There is no way. Oh, my God. If I got my head stuck, you know, between the banister, rows.
Mm-hmm.
That would be less embarrassing to me than if I got stuck in a dryer. It really would. Oh, my gosh.
So the fire guys show up. I guess they oil her up or something. I don't know what they do. And they pull her out.
Yay!
She's out.
Celebrate.
That's great. And that's what I'm afraid. I'd have to be naked. They'd have to grease me up and just...
whoop, and the video goes...
Like a bar of soap just squirting out of your hand.
If you ever wanted to imagine what it's like seeing Carla being born, there it is. Feet first. Your first chance to win on the morning show coming up in about 7-8 minutes from now. It's the Eagles.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Wake me up.
This train is off the tracks. 96.3 KKLZ.
All this week, you have a chance to win dinner and a movie. This is so cool. Stevie Nicks, 24 karat gold, the concert, plus a $50 gift card. Enjoy Market Grill Cafe, Summerlin. So being that it's Monday, the answer is always C. Going to do a round of that. And Carla, it's a big anniversary day today.
Yes, it is. The 30th anniversary of the debut of Beverly Hills 90210, the original. Yeah. Ooh. The original BH 90210.
Of course.
So, yeah.
So I'm reading some facts about this show.
Uh-huh.
How everybody thought it was this highly rated TV show on Fox.
Yeah, it wasn't really highly rated.
I think the highest rating was like 40th or something, or 41st.
Yeah. It was popular. It just didn't do well in the ratings.
The final season, 82nd. It never ranked higher than 41st for a season.
There you go.
And that was season four. I don't know what happened in that season, but
it was one of the first of that kind on Fox too. So, and Fox was still a fairly new network, you know, back then as well.
All right. It has to do about this show, Beverly Hills 90210.
Yes.
The answer is always C. We're going to get through news and weather. Then after that, the phone lines are on hold right now. We'll look for caller number 9.
Okay.
Dinner and a movie. The number 702-739-9636. Good luck. have Barbara on the phone. She's ready to play a round of The Answer Is Always C.
All right.
It's dealing with the 30th anniversary of the hit show Beverly Hills 90210.
Barbara, did you watch the show?
Some of it.
Okay. Well, it doesn't really matter, Barbara.
No. Remember, the game is called The Answer Is Always C.
Exactly, Mike.
Question number one.
Barbara, what city did main characters Brandon and Brenda Walsh move away from to that culture shock of Beverly Hills? Is it A, Eudora, Kansas, B, Woonsocket, Rhode Island, or C, Minneapolis, Minnesota?
C!
Yeah, yes. Girl, there you go.
Minneapolis there.
Yep, that's
all right.
Right.
Number two.
They never seemed like they were from Minneapolis, by the way.
All right, number two.
How many seasons did the show run?
Oh, boy.
A, 5, B, 18, C, 10.
C, 10.
Yeah, yes. Girl, okay.
See, you knew more about this show than you think. All right, here we go. Third and final question.
Yes, what future Academy Award-winning Best Actress was a regular in only season 8? Was it A, Elizabeth Taylor, B, Mary Pickford, or C, Hilary Swank?
C, Hilary Swank.
Yes.
Good job, girl.
I got to be honest. I probably didn't watch it as much as you did.
Yeah.
I don't remember Hilary Swank on
the
show.
Yes, she was. It's funny because I one of the last times I had seen it, it was that particular season.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I knew that answer without looking.
Right on. There you go.
Not even playing.
Okay.
Barbara, you got it. You got the tickets to check out the movie Stevie Nicks 24 Karat Gold, The Concert. Plus, it's dinner and a movie, so you got the $50 gift card, Market Grill Cafe. Cafe Summerlin. Hang on the line. It's all from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you, and you have a great day.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, there was so much to choose from this morning. Police in Manitoba, Canada, raided a drug trafficking operation earlier in the year, and they just revealed that they found a 21-page how-to manual in the raid.
Okay.
Had info on how to get the drugs, sell them, collect the money, and avoid getting caught by police.
Drug dealer for dummies.
Yes.
Oh, Lordy.
Clearly,
yeah.
They didn't read it.
Exactly.
But they've learned a lot. All right, there are two Salmonella outbreaks in the U.S., right? Did you know about this?
Well, I heard that there were a few.
I mean, besides COVID and everything, Salmonella, and the CDC has traced them back to hedgehogs and bearded dragons.
Okay.
Well, this is just great.
I have a friend who has a bearded dragon, a friend's daughter who has a bearded dragon.
Really?
They scare me. Some people think they're cute, but they scare me.
Where would you even get them?
They're lizards. Yeah, yeah. You have to, like, order them. And it's a very big to-do.
I have a friend that has one, too.
Okay. Yeah.
They walk it on a leash.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess they're supposed to be very friendly, you know, but I just...
I finally caught up with South Park, the pandemic.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, the pandemic episode.
I'm afraid of everything now.
Yeah, I know.
Hedgehogs.
Listen, I don't. Sorry, Morty. I don't know if I'd date a bearded man at this point. Yeah. It's tickly. It's itchy. I don't know.
This beard is sanitized.
Kelly, if you're listening, yes, he sanitizes the beard.
That's right. Listen, Jeannie over there in North Carolina. She received the shock of her life. She found out a two-headed snake was inside of her home. She named the snake Double Trouble, donated it to a local science center. She says the mutation affects one out of every 100,000 rat snakes. That's the kind it is. So she just gathered it up and handed it over.
Wow.
I would have had a broom or something so fast. It's got two heads. I don't care.
You would have been Agnes Moorehead in the Outer Limits episode.
Yes, I would have.
Was it Outer Limits or Twilight Zone?
No, I think it was Outer Limits. Maybe that was Twilight Zone.
Google it.
I will Google that. Morty, Google
it. Probably both.
I think Twilight Zone.
I think it was, too, because it was earlier, I think a little earlier.
Agnes Moorehead.
Oh, hello,
the
dude.
Freakiest Twilight Zone episode ever.
Man.
Okay.
And a guy in London. London. Had to get a new car. He was his was totaled. Not how you think, though. He parked on the side of a river, and high tide came, and just boopity-boop out to sea. It just floated away. He said, I didn't see any sign warning me about high tide. But, yeah, boaters out there, by the way, leave it to those guys. They were laughing, taking pictures, and it was a station wagon, by the way.
I laugh, but this is more common, and I've seen it happen many times.
In the Hawaii?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, people rowing by. Going.
I know it. Is that a station? Oh, my God. It's a Woody. Oh, my God. Look at that one right there. I love it. Poor guy. I hope he has insurance. That's all. I hope so. It is Monday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
We do it at the end of every show, a little bit of good news to hopefully start your day off on a positive note. I couldn't find a cuter story than this one. The Cornish Seal Sanctuary in Cornwall, England, recently created a dating profile for a single otter. The otter's name is Harris, and he recently lost his girlfriend, Apricot.
Oh.
The sanctuary created a dating profile that reads... Fishing for love. I'm very attentive. I love a good cuddle, and I'm a very good listener. I will love you like no otter. Well, it might have worked because another sanctuary introduced Harris to Pumpkin, and it seems they are developing a little bit of a friendship. So, you know what, people? A good dating profile works.
Is that what you got out of this story?
Yes, Mike, I did. Oh, my God. Harris and Pumpkin might be, you know, the next hot couple.
Right.
So, I just don't like that they all sound like strippers, but, you know, this is Apricot. This is Pumpkin. Yeah. So, good for him.
Okay.
Good for Harris.
What's his name again?
Harris.
Harris.
Harris is his name.
Well, just a bit of advice, Harris. They're like taxi cabs. There's always one right around the corner.
Yeah, well, apparently not. They had to put out a dating profile.
In your world.
And you know that he was there going, no, I don't like that picture. Do a different picture. I don't like that picture. No, I don't.
And after taking it, let me see it.
Yeah, my face looks long. Can you take another picture? I can't hold the selfie.
Well, that's a cute story. There really is. I mean...
Harris.
How do you top that? How do you, you know...
You don't.
We wrap it up
you
after
don't.
That.
Absolutely.
You have a feel-good story about an otter or dragon, whatever. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page, or just if you have a local feel-good story, we want to hear about it. Call us up while we're on the air, 702-739-9636. 9:40, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute Morning Music Marathon sponsored by Harmony Homes. Take a virtual tour of your future home at harmonyhomes.com. That's harmonyhomes.com. Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll keep you company. Otherwise, a recap of the show. Well, we talked about the new jersey, the new VGK jersey, the mustard or gold, depending on who you buy it from. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Morty is still thumbs sideways, even though he bought one. And we'll see how that goes. Let's see, the news couple. We have to talk to Kim and Dana Wagner to see if this is actually how they talk.
That is too funny. I've gotten some comments on that. We might have to discuss that tomorrow. Play it again. We'll discuss that tomorrow.
And we'll post it on our Facebook page. Astrological signs. We talked about station wagons and more. We covered everything this morning.
Yes.
When you can throw in a good otter story, a love story, that tops everything. Listen. That about does it for us. We're back tomorrow. Do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other. And we'll talk to you tomorrow morning, bright and early at 5 a.m.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.